So our next speaker is Dr. Sambe Duale, who is the Technical Director and Infectious Disease Advisor and Research Assistant Professor at Tulane. He has 30 years of experience, policy dialogue, design, management, evaluation of health systems in sub-Saharan Africa. In the 70s till the mid-80s, he served as medical staff member at Kurawa Hospital, which I presume is in Congo. Okay. And as chief medical officer for the health zone, primary health care system there. And in 87, he worked as an epidemiologist on a team studying mother-to-child transmission in Kinshasa, Congo. And he subsequently worked into 1992 as director of the USAID-funded Basic Rural Health Project of Congo. He received his medical degree from the University of Kinshasa School of Medicine. And we are lucky enough now to have imported him to the United States, where he got his public health degree from Tulane and is an honorary doctor of science from the North Park University in Chicago. Thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. And you all know that the functional public health surveillance system are critical to provide information so that we can detect, confirm, and respond to some of the threats that affect the population. So as we discuss strengthening health system, we need to look at the surveillance and the response aspect of health system. I have nothing to disclose. I'm presenting today on behalf of my colleague from the WHO Regional Office for Africa and my colleague from U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, including my colleague Dr. Helen Perry, who was listed in the program to present, but she could not make it. I will be talking about integrated, some of the success and challenges in implementing integrated disease surveillance and response in the African region. First, I will give you a little brief on what is integrated disease surveillance. To see the success and challenges, WHO conducted a rapid assessment of the implementation, and I will give you the finding of that assessment and then give some how we have to move forward. In 1998, the WHO Regional Committee for Africa adopted the Integrated Disease Surveillance and Response Strategy. The idea was to have a framework that will help countries to coordinate and streamline resources for disease surveillance and response. The IDSR framework looked at the core function of surveillance and response and tried to look at what are some of the key skills and activities that can be implemented at different level of the health system. And that to help each one of the disease, vertical disease control program to come up with a simplified tools so that district health officer can use and can provide the information to respond to outbreak response. At the beginning, the strategy was focused mainly on communicable diseases, especially epidemic prone diseases. And as we see, as things progress, now we are looking at adding more diseases that are communicable, but conditions that have impact on the population. When this strategy was launched, and this is what we define, what we call implementation, WHO came up with a set of steps or process that countries have to go through in order to say that they are implementing the IDSR strategy. And one of the first things was to sensitize the national public health leaders so that they have a buy-in into the strategy, and then have an assessment of what is going on currently as disease surveillance system to see some of the strength and some of the weaknesses so that they can build on. And then WHO, with technical support from CDC and other partners like USAID, developed some technical guidelines on IDSR. And those guidelines will be one like the roadmap for countries to use to adapt and inform their action plan development. In 2005, you know that the WHO adopted the new international health regulation, and all those regulations came into force in 2007. And countries were called to strengthen their core capacity for surveillance and response. So in the Africa region, WHO decided that in order to make sure that countries meet the requirement for the new international health regulation, they need to strengthen the implementation of the IDSR. And in order to do that, they wanted to see what has really happened. So they conducted a rapid assessment of the implementation of the integrated disease surveillance system to update the information that they have on their database and to see where countries need more support so that they can strengthen their system. What we did was WHO in input from CDC and my project, USAID funded project, developed a self-administered questionnaire that look at a set of function that country has, the implementation process that I said earlier, look at how the country went through that process to implement IDSR. And since the focus was mainly on the district level implementation, we try also to look at, okay, how are the district, what kind of capacity the district have to implement the IDSR. And the process also included some core indicator that country was supposed to use to see if the system is really functioning and is responding to the what the strategy was aimed to do. We sent the questionnaire to all the WHO African, the country in the WHO African region. As you know, all the countries in the African region are not in the African region. So there are 46 African countries who are in the WHO African region. The questionnaire was sent to all those countries, and they were supposed to be filled by the focal point for disease surveillance at the Ministry of Health with support from the focal person for surveillance in WHO country office. Of the 46 countries, 45 of them returned the completed questionnaire. That was done in, the questionnaire was sent in June 2010, and then in July we got all the questionnaire back. So 45 countries except Algeria didn't return the questionnaire. And of the 45 countries that completed the questionnaire, there were two that did not adopt the IDSR strategy and they were not implementing, although they returned the questionnaire. So South Africa and Mauritius. So in looking at progress and challenges at the national level, in the questionnaire, there were questions about, okay, do you have a list of priority disease for surveillance? Do you have a guideline, a policy for disease surveillance? Do you have funding to support disease surveillance? Are there laboratories to confirm germ when there is an outbreak? So, as I said, 43 countries completed the questionnaire, and all of them were implementing the IDSR strategy. One of the and all of them also have lists of priority diseases and mainly communicable diseases. the list that WHO provided initially were adopted by most of the countries, and some of the countries had additional diseases. But all those outbreak-prone diseases like malaria, polio, cholera, meningitis were on the list of the diseases that need to be under surveillance. So most of the countries, this strategy was adopted in 1998, but most of the countries start implementation mainly between 2002 and 2004. This is where most of the countries start to really move with the implementation. As I said, most of the priority diseases that the WHO put on the list were also adopted by the countries. And you can see that epidemic-prone diseases were the main disease on the list. Some of them start adding non-communicable diseases like malnutrition and hypertension. We also ask the country if they have funding for disease surveillance. Of the 43 countries, six have a national, you know, when the country do the budget, we have a line that say integrated disease surveillance funding. And some of them have, in addition to what the government is putting as budget line, they also have other resources, mainly from donor and technical partners like CDC, WHO, USAID, and UNICEF. Of course, we look at the country, all of them have guideline to guide district in the implementation of the IDCR strategy. And only 25 have guideline, policy, and some regulation to oversee the disease surveillance. In terms of laboratory, because as you know, to really respond appropriately, in some of the cases, you need to confirm the germ that you are dealing with. And we see that about two-thirds of the country have an office at the Ministry of Health that is in charge of coordinating and overseeing laboratory strengthening activities. We also look at, okay, you have your disease surveillance information, you need to act. Are you prepared to act on those information? And one of the indicators that we looked to see if the country were prepared is what to see if they have a dedicated center or command for communication and coordination or outbreak response. We see that about 25 countries out of the 43 have that a center command for outbreak response. And about two-thirds also have in place a rapid response team that can be deployed when there is an outbreak response. And what was interesting is that in those teams, we have epidemiologists and we have laboratory experts, and some of them even have veterinary experts. So that was good. Okay, that is the national level, but to really get the real work is at the district level. So we try also to look at, does the district have capacity to really implement IDSR? And one of the things was to say, okay, let's look at, do we have human resources? Do we have the tool and the equipment? And are the health workforce trained and updated on IDSR? What are the tools that they reported the country, the district, have to really support the integrated disease surveillance information? And as you see, 26 countries reported that all the districts have computer. So it is good, and it also shows that in this age of information technology, we need to do more in terms of computerization, although there's already some progress there. We also ask the 34 countries reporting in all the districts. Each district has a designated staff for integrated disease surveillance and response. So that was a good thing. But you can see that not many of them have data manager. So you may have someone who is knowledgeable of the epidemiology, the laboratory, but they also need some who need to take care of the data. One thing that bothered us a little bit was the training of staff at the district level. We found that all the countries reported that they have trained all the staff at the district level in IDSR. But during the last 12 months before the assessment, a lot of districts did not have the refresh courses for the district health officer. So that was one of the weaknesses that we saw. So to measure the function of the disease surveillance system, WTO and the partner came up with a core set of indicators, 15 of them, to measure the function of public health system. There was surveillance indicator and laboratory indicator. But we realized that most of the country are not quietly using or systematically using those indicators to measure the performance of the health system. One that was being used mostly is they were reporting on the proportion of outbreak that were laboratory confirmed with laboratory result. So that was some kind of a good thing that they are focused to make sure that when there is the outbreak, you need to confirm the result. So in summary, see this progress in the implementation of the IDSR strategy in the African region, even at the district level. But we still need more effort to really measure and document how the system is functioning. As you see, there's a lot of limitation. This was self-assessment and was quick, so we need some confirmation on the ground. So the IDSR strategy is still a reliable strategy that can help to build disease surveillance system in Africa. And countries still need more support in building the capacity and mobilizing resources for the implementation. So these are some of my colleagues that contribute to this talk. And as we are in the WHO African region, we need all the three languages. Thank you, merci, obrigado.